Wake up in the morning feeling like
I have a good day.
New month.
New month. Who dis? It is June 2nd, 2025.
It happened fast.
It happened really fast. Where did May go?
I don't know.
It was a big rainy mess,
you know,
for the most of the part.
Weren't we complaining about April being too long, or was it March? You and I were complaining that 1 month felt like a billion years.
March was at least 7 weeks.
It was March, you're right.
It was the month that would never end.
Yeah.
And May went by in the blink of an eye.
Boom.
I certainly hope that June slows down.
Yeah, let's hang. Let's enjoy it before it gets like too Augusty and sweaty.
Don't even bring Augusty into it. In the words of Thomas Rhett, slow down summer. The wise prophet.
Wow. Somebody's awake this morning. And her name is Kira.
Someone decided to come to work and me. Okay, Friday was an interesting show. Are you okay to relive a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just missing her.
Yeah. So if you missed, gender fluid, they. If you missed what happened, Logan on Thursday was golfing and he came across a days old bunny on the golf course. And it was kind of a very much traumatic thing.
It was. Saw a bald eagle carrying its mom 30 seconds later.
And he knew he needed to intervene.
And I did so. I took baby Parmesan into my arms. I said, you're coming home with me. I nursed her back.
Nursed her all night long with the help of his wife, Missy.
Yeah, it was all Missy.
And all day Friday, Parmesan was the third mic on the show.
It was Kira, Logan, and Parmesan in the morning.
He didn't have much to say because he was very, very sleepy and only woke up when Logan would syringe milk into his teeny, teeny mouth. But in spirit of all of this, Logan and I took your calls about your pet rescues. And man, we have some animal lovers listening
great
to the show.
Great stories. People go above and beyond for just a random. People are like, oh, boo, squirrels are the worst. People go above and beyond to save the neighborhood squirrel.
They really do. And it's really heartwarming to see the compassion and care for all of God's creatures. So we're going to relive some of our favorite animal rescue calls. And we'll kick off with Isaiah.
I was just calling in because I had taken care of a squirrel one time. I heard Logan's story about the bunny and I do tree work, and we were removing a tree, and out jumped a squirrel, and the squirrel attached to me for the day.
What?
And I kept trying to put him back on the tree and, like, let him go, and he just kept crawling up me, crawled up my helmet. And so I ended up bringing the squirrel home and took care of him for a couple days.
That's so cute. So then what happened after the couple days?
I did kind of the same thing as you did. You did your research, and then I was feeding the squirrel puppy milk through, like, a hamster water bottle.
Yeah.
This is very tender.
And so it was sucking on that. And I kept it in the house for a day just to get it through the night. And then I put it outside in a, like, basket.
Yeah.
There was really not much we could do. And we called around and other people just kind of nursed them through the night and let them go. But we still got gray squirrels all over the place, which is cool.
That's crazy, man. Good for you. I love that you did that. It's hard to just be like, nah, squirrel. And the squirrel's crawling all over you. It needed help. It needed you.
It was like, dad. Yeah,
it was like 10-hour workday, and it was probably 5 hours of the squirrel, like, just climbing back to me, coming back to me.
That's crazy. I think you did the right thing. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
We're going to play more of our favorite animal rescue calls coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning on Friday's show in spirit of Logan rescuing a days-old bunny rabbit from the golf course. We were taking your calls about your animal rescue stories, and we got some really good ones. We're going to replay some of our favorites for you right now. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, it's Sheila.
Hi. Did you have a comment about Logan's story of rescuing the baby bunny?
So my grandfather was actually a wildlife rescue. He lived in Derry, New Hampshire. We had emus. We had raised squirrels, skunks, all different types of animals. Just recently, I adopted three kittens that teenagers thought that they knew what they were doing by taking them off the street.
Right.
But they didn't find the mom, so it was very dangerous.
Right.
So they were going to feed the kittens cat food, and they weren't even a week old.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, no, please don't do that.
You're like, I will be confiscating these animals. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call, Sheila. Be good.
Yes, have a good day.
You too.
WOKQ, you have a tale of an animal rescue?
So we had a pine tree cut down.
Yeah.
Like a old, like 50, 60-year-old pine tree. There was a family of about 10 baby squirrels on the top of the pine tree.
Yeesh.
So we were able to keep them through the night. We kept them at a license because we were actually going to keep them. And to keep a squirrel, it is a minimum of 25 years to keep it.
Whoa.
For a license.
That's a commitment, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I also heard that. So I may or may not have thought it was a squirrel in the beginning, and I went to Tractor Supply, and I talked to the guy and said, hey, hypothetically, if I have a squirrel that I rescued, what would I need? A.K.A. heat lamp, like, just to get it through the night, whatever. Right. And he was like, hypothetically, you can be, like, charged for hiding a squirrel because that's a protected animal. So,
you're like,
hypothetically,
yeah. I don't even know if it's a squirrel.
Yeah. that's when I started calling the wildlife places.
You're like, rout, rout.
I don't need to get arrested over this.
No. Thanks for the call, my guy.
I'm perfect.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Jackson.
Yeah, this is Jackson Bow.
Hey, Jackson Bow. To what do we owe this pleasure?
Our dad saved two rabbit turtles twice? Two snapping turtles.
The whole team said it.
How did he save the snapping turtles?
He grabbed a stick, made it bite the stick, he pulled it over. It took a while.
Yeah, patience.
So can we agree that Dad's a hero?
Dad is a hero, yes.
Let's give it up for Dad.
Come on, Dad. Hey, not too loud, Parmesan likes quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot about the baby.
Dark and quiet.
We still all have all our fingers.
Good. That was my follow-up question. Thanks so much for the call, guys.
I love that.
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
I was raised on country. Raised on country music.
97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the Morning. On Friday's show, we took your calls on your animal rescue tales. And man, we have some animal lovers that listen to this show. And their compassion really blew us away. Here's one of our favorite stories. WOKQ, thanks for holding. Who's this?
This is Vicky.
What's up, Vicky? What's on your mind?
I'm calling about a loon we rescued.
A loon?
How do you rescue a loon?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't have a happy ending, but it was a loon that was clearly in distress out on our lake. It was swimming with its belly up.
Oh, wow.
And we made all kinds of phone calls and couldn't find anyone to help it. So we went out and scooped it up.
Yep.
And brought it back and put it in our shower stall because it was bleeding.
Oh. I hate this.
Then we threw flour on it because we couldn't get close to it, but we knew flour would staunch the bleeding, which it did.
Smart.
We made more phone calls and finally found a vet who said he would work on it if we could get right there. So we brought the loon to the vet, helped with surgery. It had been involved with a prop on a boat, but the poor thing did not make it through the surgery.
Oh.
We brought it home, and I made my husband bury it on the hillside in the pouring rain, only to get a call the next day from the Loon Preservation Society saying they needed the body. So we had to dig it up, and we had to put it in our freezer to collect
this it. This is mortifying. I am so sorry that you went through all of this.
But fortunately for us, because we weren't really in a position to do it, the vet ended up donating his services. He did the surgery and didn't charge us for it.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's really good.
I didn't even think that you would have to be. But I guess someone's got to pay.
Why did they need the body?
Research.
Because they're a protected animal, so they had to research what happened to it.
Gotcha. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning. In spirit of Logan rescuing a days-old bunny that he found on the golf course on Thursday that he named Parmesan, we were taking your calls all Friday about your pet or animal rescue stories at 603-749-0975. Hey, you're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning. Who dis?
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Did you have an animal rescue tale?
I do. My husband and I were stationed in Germany. We lived off base, and a captain came in. A captain couldn't bring his dog on base where he was staying until he found an apartment.
Mm.
So we took care of this dog for him.
Okay.
Brought it to one of my husband's flag football games. He's, the dog's running around. He's, you know, friendly, running around. Comes back to me, has a baby rabbit in his mouth.
Yikes.
Whoa.
So it was a lab, so he didn't hurt it. Well, not intentionally. He dug it out of the hole, obviously. And one of its paws was like going backwards. And so I worked at the clinic on base. I brought the rabbit to the clinic. They did an x-ray, found out it had an infection.
Mm.
So they gave me liquid antibiotics. I gave it to him with an eyedropper.
Wow.
I fed it milk with an eyedropper. This thing came to our apartment. It lived with us. It went to the bathroom in a litter box. As it got bigger,
wow,
it would go outside, come back in, like it was a cat.
It was domesticated.
This is kind of what I wanted.
I bet.
And it can happen. I don't know if it's legal to take them in, though. I don't know.
And truthfully, the bunny that I rescued is so young. It needs someone who knows what they're doing.
Believe me, I totally understand that. I have taken in so many animals in my lifetime. I'm just such a pet person, an animal person. But this rabbit, like I said, would go in and out. We had it for probably about a year. We named it Lucky. Because I think it was lucky to be alive.
Lucky to find you.
Right. And then one day, he went out, never came back.
Yeah, that's how it goes, right?
Man.
So I'm thinking, I'm hoping that an animal didn't get it. I'm hoping that it was just ready to be on his own. And I mean, we lived right on the other side of base. So maybe he made his way back to base and found his family. I don't know. That's what I want to think.
That's what we like to tell ourselves.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thanks so much
you
for
did
the call.
An awesome
the story.
Thing. You did an awesome thing, Logan.
Thank you for saying that.
I think
Thank
so
you.
Too.
I've been. I really have been struggling with it.
Yeah.
Oh, how could you leave it? You couldn't leave it. I could never leave it. Never.
Thanks
never.
For saying that.
Well, good luck, and I hope it makes it. And just have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you
Thank
too.
You, Carol.
Lachaim.
Thank you.
How did do? Is that the right time to do it or no?
No.
Damn.
Just to bring closure to this situation, Logan did bring Parmesan, the baby bunny, to the Center for Wildlife in Cape Nettic, Maine, after the show on Friday. And we're hoping that we could stay in touch and get updates, and Logan is granted visitation rights as a parental figure to Parmesan. We have Can't Beat Kira next on 97.5 WOKQ.
It's the 97... 97- Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Nicholas, is this you?
Yes, this is Nicholas.
Oh, good. Just the man we were hoping to speak with. We choose you to play Can't Beat Kira this morning.
Perfect. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Have you ever played this game?
Never. First time.
First timer. Love that. Do you know how we start?
Yes. You kick Kira out.
Well, you kick Kira out, Nick. Do it up, dude.
All right, Kira, get out of here.
Okay, Nick, just because you said so.
First time, but he knows what to do. I like that.
That's right. Leaving.
Thank you.
All right, Nick, she's out of here. You ready for the first one?
Ready.
If you say Beetlejuice this many times, he will be summoned and show up. How many times?
Three times.
Question number two. Who is the first lady?
I do not know.
Who's the first? Let's do this together. Who's the first president?
Oh, the first George Washington.
So, do you know his wife's name?
I do not.
Oh, no? Begins
Margaret?
What'd you say, Margaret?
Margaret? Question, I'm going to go with Margaret.
Margaret, question number three. This is Post Malone and Jelly Roll. This is Losers. Fill in the lyrics. Yeah, this one's for the losers, the outcasts and the sinners. The ain't never been no blank.
Ain't never been... No losers.
Ready? Oh, one quite the opposite. Ready? Yeah, this one's for the losers, the outcasts, and the sinners. The ain't never been no blank.
Winners.
There you go, boy. All right, Kira's coming
it's
back
still
in.
Still early in the morning.
Listen, that's why you got your good your friendly neighborhood friend Logan.
Perfect. Thank you.
Pretty sure it's supposed to be neighborhood friend Spider-Man, but that's okay. Same thing.
Boys.
Kira.
I'm back.
You ready to roll?
Yes.
All right. Question one for you. If you say Beetlejuice this many times, he will be summoned and show up. How many?
Oh, three times.
Three times is correct.
Sorry. I was confused that you were asking me who's going to show up. I was like, this feels like a trick question.
No, you're good. You got it right. Nick got it right. Question two, 1-1. Kira, who's the first lady?
Good old Martha Washington.
Good old Martha Washington. Our pal Nick said Margaret Washington.
Oh, so close. So you feel close. Like you should give it to him, but you can't.
Margaret and Martha are pretty different. Can't do it. Sorry, okay. Nick. Question number three. This is Losers, Post Malone, and Jelly. Which, yes, Post Malone took Jelly Roll out, or brought Jelly Roll out for the song. The crowd went nuts at Gillette.
As he should have, and as they should have.
Yeah, this one's for the losers, the outcasts and the sinners. The ain't never been no blank.
Fit inners
is what Kira says. Winners is what Nick said. And winners is the very obviously correct answer. good try, though, with rhyming it, Kira.
Thank you.
Final score is 2 Kira, 2 Nick. Nick, we need the Fraser shame.
I'm Nick from Concord, and I can't beat Kira.
Imagine if it mattered.
Didn't matter.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, your best friends on planet Earth, Kira and Logan in the morning. I am absolutely giddy to get into this list. This
I hope I know a lot of these people.
I think you will. I only mentioned the two that I didn't think you'd know because it would take the fun out of it. Okay. So you did your research and you saw their faces.
That's all the research I did. Strictly by look.
I think that's enough. So this is a list of celebrities and people that allegedly hooked up with them and then reported, you know, if they were a good kisser or nice to split dessert with, if you know what I'm saying. It's almost like someone wrote a Yelp review about them after experiencing them intimately.
Great. I can't wait to hear who you got. Do you got all men or women, or who you got? Or a variety?
Okay, I didn't mean to do this, but it's all men.
Okay, so I'm judging if men are good in splitting dessert.
Correct.
Perfect. My favorite thing to do on a Monday morning.
Okay, so let's start with the king of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler.
You gotta hope that he's incredible. The stories say he's incredible.
And do they?
And for that reason, terrible.
Oh, you think?
Terrible. He's not a giver. He's expecting too much from people.
Oh, you think he's a taker?
I think he's a taker.
According to this review, and again, we can't confirm whether it's true or not, 15 out of 10. A little kinky. Mid-makeout, he stopped to meow. Multiple times.
Nothing. That does not surprise me in the slightest. He stopped making out with someone to meow? I'm uncomfortable. How much more of this can I take? I don't know. Next!
Okay, Prince Harry.
Terrible. That guy's terrible.
Oh, you think everyone's terrible?
No.
Not according to this.
Really?
Prince Harry, 10 out of 10. Biggest gentleman, quote unquote.
The gentleman?
Biggest
gentleman.
To me, that means a giver.
Huh.
Not selfish.
No. It's exactly what it means. I don't believe it.
You gotta be that if you're a prince.
I believe Steven Tyler. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Prince. I don't know. I feel like Prince Harry's the opposite.
Okay. You want to go to Orlando Bloom?
Now that guy, to me, that guy seems like a giver.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. He seems like a 10 out of 10.
Okay. I changed the wording to make this family friendly, but it says, not the best dessert of my life. But he was truly an amazing kisser.
Yeah, I believe that. Good guy, Orlando. I'm uncomfortable rating these dudes. But I'll play along.
I don't know why.
What else we got?
What are you, a square? Okay, do you want to go to John Mayer?
Oof. Yeah. Let's go to him. He's romantic. He's in touch with his feelings.
Mm.
You would have to assume that he would be good too, right?
Yes. It says John was quote unquote high key thoughtful with his mouth.
Thoughtful with his mouth. Kira, I cannot believe I'm talking about this on the air. But that does make sense. And he's really good at guitar. So I don't know what else I can say to that. But yeah.
I think he'd be nice to split dessert with, probably. You would hope. If you're just joining and you're like, what the heck are these cats talking about?
Something that'll get us fired.
For sure. For certain. We have a list of celebrities and people that have allegedly hooked up with them. And so they're reporting if they're good kissers or good to split dessert with. What about Johnny Knoxville?
No way. That's chaos. Which could be good. If you're thinking about chaos, it could be good. That guy's kind of crazy. Probably things that women have never even experienced before. Let's put him at a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Close. He was given a 10 out of 10.
Ah.
Great kisser and incredible to split dessert with. Really good with his hands.
Yeah, I bet he's an exhilarating dessert splitter.
Exhilarating. Thank you for saying that word. What about Vin Diesel?
Mm.
That bald head.
I mean, that guy's a boss, right? You just have to assume he's going fast and furious. Sometimes fast and furious is not the right play. Let's go with bad. Let's go with bad just because.
Okay.
He's too fast, he's too furious.
Now, this one's a little graphic.
Kira, are you sure about this?
The worst kisser that you can imagine.
Okay, so I was right.
One of those guys who always has crusties on the side of his mouth.
Oh, gross.
So it says sloppy, wet, too much tongue, horrible kisser, horrible manners.
This is terrible.
Terrible.
Poor Vin.
Okay, do you want to end with Morgan Wallen?
You know what? That guy's bad. That guy's bad. There's no way. There's no way he's good.
Okay, what makes you say that?
He's had too much fame. He doesn't need to put in the work. He's got so many people coming to him. He doesn't know what it's like to need to build that kind of reputation as a good tip splitter. What's it called? Splitting the deserter. He doesn't need to build that reputation. He's busy throwing chairs and stuff. I love the guy. I really do. I like him.
I don't think he's good. I agree with you. I would imagine like his kisses taste like a carton of cigarettes and too much whiskey. He's just not thoughtful.
Yeah.
And his review was one word. Terrible.
That checks out. I don't know why I had that gut intuition, but I did.
You almost spoke from experience.
Well,
kind of.
We were in the dugout of Fenway Park a summer ago. No comment.
What happens in the dugout stays in the dugout. Okay, that was fun. I really enjoyed that. I feel awake now.
I feel like I've sinned.
Okay. Speaking of sinning, Logan and I are going to take it to a morbid place coming up next. We're going to talk about gravestone etiquette.
Yes.
This is going to be
crazy
good.
Story.
Yes. Do not miss this. It's coming up in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ.
For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan was just telling me off the air about a video that he saw on TikTok. And as he's telling me, I'm split right down the middle.
Me too.
Is this woman, what she's doing, disrespectful? Or is she really doing the Lord's work? So do you want to describe the video?
Yeah, so I mean, everybody knows that TikTok and Instagram Reels kind of... It's the place everyone goes. You can make millions and millions of dollars just by getting views. So a lot of people do creative things to get views on social media platforms, which turns into money. This woman, her whole Instagram account became cleaning graves at graveyards. And so to Kira's point, I was the same way. I saw this video and I'm like, wow, this woman is doing amazing work.
Yeah.
She took an overgrown graveyard with graves from early 1800s. And she cleaned them up. She made them look beautiful. They were disgusting and dirty and overgrown. And she made them look white and brand new again.
Yeah, who else is going to do that?
And then a lot of people on the comments were like, hey, that is not your place. And then I was put right back to reality. And I was like, well, it's a very good point. Because she doesn't know whose grave that is. She doesn't know the family members of those graves. Maybe they loved the earth and plants and they want it to be overgrown and dirty. I don't know if that's the case, but I understood both sides. So you got this young 20-year-old, maybe late teenager, young woman cleaning these graves for obviously clicks and attention and likes. But there's also like a benefit to it, a good component, which is that she's making a grave come to life again and beautiful and paying tribute and respect to that person. So that's the question. Is she doing something that's, like Kira said, the Lord's work, cleaning the grave and making it look beautiful? Or is it disrespectful to the person who is buried beneath the grave and their family?
And their family, right? Like, she doesn't know, maybe she sees cans of Bud Light on some grave and she's like, this is trash. But like, it's someone who lost their brother and they like to go and have a beer with the grave on Sunday.
That's a very good point.
And then they put it on top and that's their thing. But she's taking it away. Like, that's kind of violating, the loved one.
Right.
And also I think about the Jewish religion. So when we visit a loved one, visit a grave, we take a stone and we put it on top of the grave.
Really?
And so I'm thinking.
Every visit?
Every visit. And so she would, I mean, I don't know.
She would knock those off.
She would knock those off, right?
Yeah.
So that's like disrespectful to my culture.
Wouldn't the wind and the snow knock them off anyway?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm just bringing it up for, devil's advocate.
What do you, I know we're split, but do you have a knee-jerk reaction? Like, if you had to pick disrespectful or, I don't want to say holy, but, helpful?
Helpful, yeah.
Or hurtful?
Right.
What do you think?
Are you someone who goes and visits a grave? What would you do if you knew that, if you could tell that someone clearly cleaned the grave of your loved one in between visits? Would you be like, oh, this is nice? Or would you be like, who is touching grandpa's grave?
I'm leaning towards nice.
You are?
I think so.
I'm leaning towards I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't even like it a little bit.
Okay.
Now that we talked about it.
Well, I know this is why we talk about things.
Right. 603-749-09. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan was just telling us about this video that he saw. It was an Instagram reel, I think. And it was this young girl in her, you know,
Early 20s, late teens maybe.
Yeah, and she was going around cleaning graves at a graveyard. And the comments were divided. A lot of people thought that she was doing quite literally the Lord's work. What a selfless thing to do, to clean these graves, maintain them, do the weeding, you know, if they're overgrown and dusty. And then other people thought it was a major overstep and not her place. It's up to the loved ones to maintain the graves how they want, and she could be overstepping and she doesn't even know it. 603-749-0975. Curious to know what you think. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Who are we speaking with?
Noah.
Okay, Noah, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it is very nice. Like, where were you, Linda, when the gravestone was getting all dirty, and then now it's clean, you know? Like, how can you be mad at that, really?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning towards, too. It's like, how can you be mad they're shining up the name so you can see it better?
Exactly, exactly.
She's like, not vandalizing the grave. You know, like,
right.
It's good intent. It's good intentions.
Right. So
here's one thing I'll say on the other end of the argument, though. She's definitely using like chemicals and soap and water. So if people are planting like flowers around it, which I think is common, like those are probably going to die because she's crushing the grave with soap and water and chemicals. I'm seeing the videos.
Well, they also make all-natural cleaners, so I'm not sure if she's using those or if she's just using Clorox, but yeah.
Oh, boy, you're right. We do not know.
Let's give her a little credit. If she is in the grave cleaning space, she must know that she should be using safe products for plants.
Right, all-natural.
All right, so we're giving this gal the benefit of the doubt.
At least you are.
I was, yeah.
Okay. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Thanks, Noah.
Have a great day.
Later,
you
Noah.
Too. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, if her videos are showing her removing stuff from the graves, obviously there would be a problem with it. But if she's, like, taking it down to clean it and then putting it right back, I don't see a problem with it.
Does it change it if it's at night? All of her videos are she's cleaning them at night. I don't know. For some reason, that makes me feel a little more weird.
Could be that she doesn't want to interrupt if there is a family there.
Mm.
I'd feel weird if I was sitting there with, you know, my grandmother or my father's grave and some lady just kind of walked up and started cleaning it.
Don't mind me, just a cleaning service.
That is a very,
I'm here on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's a valid point.
No one's in a graveyard at night unless you're weird.
Except for this crazy cleaning lady.
Yeah, that or gothic teens having fun.
So here's the other thing that's kind of funny about it is she's also planting plants around graves, and this is where I'm more towards, hey, get the heck out of here, lady. Like, you're not supposed to be putting plants in. Like, maybe they don't like lilies, you know?
Yeah, I could see there being a problem with that. For instance, our grandmother, her grave, she liked roses. She didn't really like any other flowers. If you're there planting lilies, that's going to kind of piss her off.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to be pissed.
Right.
It's an overstep, I think, with the plants.
Yeah. I'm leaning
more
and more towards
that. Yeah, the plants are a bit
that.
Of an overreach. If you're going to clean the grave, you clean it and you leave it how you found it.
That's a good point.
Yes, like maintain, but don't make, you know, aesthetic choices.
Right.
Exactly. Like, sometimes you think war vets, they put coins on top of graves.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every coin has a meaning. If you were there, took the coins and you put flowers, the next guy that shows up gonna be like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, these were all good thoughts. It was nice talking this out with you.
Not a problem. Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Okay, and there's another element that we didn't touch upon?
There's two elements, because I just went through a few videos and there's two elements that I think need to be brought up in this.
Okay.
Number one, she's eating in every video. She's like, oh, here's the snack I brought. She's like eating cupcakes over the grave. Number two, and this is really what's going to get you, she has an advertising partner, Scrub Daddy.
Scrub
Daddy. So she's getting paid advertisement money from Scrub Daddy or whatever cleaning services, whatever she advertises in her videos, which are getting millions of views, she's getting money from that. Now, that's kind of the way social media money, monetizing on social media works these days anyway. You take the videos that you're doing and advertisers find you and are like, hey, here's a Scrub Daddy cleaning every grave. Can you just hold up the Scrub Daddy so people know it's a Scrub Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
So it, does that make it better or worse? It's not going to make it better. Does that make it worse? Or, hey, that is what it is. You're doing work, cleaning the graves. You need money. Scrub Daddy's paying you to advertise. All good in the hood. Keep doing the good work. Or, hey, you're doing something amazing, cleaning these graves, but do it for free. Do it for the goodness of the heart, not the advertising money coming.
Mm-hmm. Starting to feel dirty. For a cleaning lady, it's feeling dirty.
I had a feeling it would change some people's perspective.
Has it changed your perspective? Give us a call at 603-749-0975. Still taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Morgan Wallen, just in case. Such a bummer he's bad at splitting dessert, don't you think?
Well, we don't know that to be true, but probably.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning, if you know, you know, on that last comment. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this viral video of a young woman in her early 20s who goes around at grave sites, cemeteries, rather.
Sounds crazy as we're saying it.
Yeah, at night and cleans the graves and makes them shiny and then maintains them with, like, she does plants around them and stuff. And Logan mentioned that she has a few endorsements, a few advertisers that she partners with. So she is making money with these videos. With all of that information, do we hate this? I kind of hate this. I kind of think it's disrespectful. Or are you like, someone's got to maintain these graves. She's got good intentions. She's trying to make them look nice and she's doing the Lord's work, really. 603-749-0975. Very curious to know what you think about this. Hi, Caitlin. Thanks for holding. What are your thoughts?
I think it's very disrespectful. Personally, I have my father passed away, and back in October or November of last year, there was a mother and a daughter going around the cemetery taking things off the cemetery. And every time I go down and see my dad, I bring like a little tractor, a little rock, or a little hockey puck, anything to remember my dad by.
Yeah.
Every time I go back, something would be missing.
So this mother-daughter combo, they're picking up trash, but they're also taking away the trinkets and the little memories off of graves?
Yes. And I actually reported it.
You reported it?
Oh.
Yeah. I went to the cemetery people that worked there, and I told them, I was like, you know, you guys have like a mother and a daughter or someone here taking things off. And when I went back, they actually told me that they found the person because they had many complaints.
That's really heartless to do. I mean, I don't know if they were like, oh, cool, a hockey puck, or did they think they were helping? Either way, it's not it's not great behavior.
You can't walk around cemeteries and take things off people's graves. Like, we're actually putting it there for a particular reason.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. A young woman is going viral on the TikToks for cleaning gravestones at cemeteries. The comments are divided whether people think that she's doing the Lord's work and it's really great what she's doing, or if it's a complete overstep and just kind of weird. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Jody. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's different. She is cleaning gravestone of 1800s or older. She's not cleaning somebody that died a year or two or months ago.
So you've seen these videos then, because you're right. This is exactly what she's doing. She's doing like old graves.
Correct. And I think it's different.
That are clearly not being visited by loved ones, right?
Right.
Correct. Yes. So they're making the whole cemetery look better because it's not as overgrown as it was before she started.
But is this kind of just, and this is a bit morbid, but I'm just going to say it, is this just the circle of life? I mean, we can't just keep doing graveyards and graveyards. Eventually, we're going to run out of land. So, you know, at what point do you kind of graduate or retire, better yet, you retire a graveyard from existing?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
If ever. I guess the question is, do you ever retire a graveyard from existing? If you got a graveyard that's all 1800s and in a few years, you know, and whatever, it's 2222. Like, do you just get rid of it?
Yeah, is it not worth preserving anymore?
No, you can't get rid of it because you can't move the body in the casket.
Yeah.
but you can bury over it. I'm just saying, eventually we're going to run out of land. Like, there is an inevitable like limit towards land that we have to bury people.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting cremated after this conversation.
Right, but really we're talking about, is she being disrespectful to those people? And I don't believe she is.
And that's a great circle back way to get us back on track.
She's like, what are we really talking about here? Let's get back to the topic at hand, you two.
Thanks for the call, Jody.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, so we're going to pivot here and talk about something a little more flirty and fun, like being alive and going to see live music.
Where at?
At the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom.
Baby!
Do you want to go see Chase Rice? You could win tickets right now. 603-749-0975 is our number. You play Can't Beat Kira to win these bad boys. 603-749-0975. Call now.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Good morning, Mallory.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have you ever played?
No.
Oh, we love a first-timer. What made you want to call and have today be the day?
It's a great question.
Well, I do try, like, every day, but... I can't believe I actually got through.
So today's just the first time you've ever gotten through?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, Mal. All right, well, kick Kira out of here. Let's play.
All right.
This is when you say, get out of here, Kira.
Get out of here, Kira.
There she goes.
She knew it.
I'm leaving.
She knew what to do. Yeah. All right, Mal, she's walking out. First question is multiple choice unless you do not need it, okay?
Okay.
And if you don't need it, then I'm not giving Kira options, okay?
Okay.
Question one. This artist just bought the rights to all of her music, formerly owned by Shamrock Capital, for around $360 million. Is it? Do you have the multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Taylor Swift, Beyonce, or Adele?
Oh, I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay. Question number two. In Hawaiian, and of course Lilo and Stitch, what does Ohana mean?
Family.
Question number three. To fill in the lyrics, this is Gimme That Girl, Joe Nichols. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I blank.
I know this one. Can you say it again?
Yeah, of course I'll say it again, because you know this one. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I...
I want to say wannabe, but I don't know really.
Wannabe. All right. Hey, we got a guest out there. Wannabe.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Kira's coming back in. How are we feeling, Mal? First time. How
not really good.
Not really good.
No.
Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Well, a win or a tie gets you these tickets, so we're playing for either.
Oh, my God.
You ready, Kira?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. This is multiple choice. This artist just bought the rights to all of her music, formerly owned by Shamrock Capital, for $360 million.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Taylor Swift, Beyonce, or Adele?
It was Taylor.
It was Taylor.
Stop it.
It was.
Stop it right now.
Mallory said Beyonce.
Well, a fine guess.
I did.
It's a good guess. Well, it was a guess anyway.
I know.
1-0, Kira. Question two. In Hawaiian, and of course, Lilo and Stitch, Kira, what does Ohana mean?
Family.
And family means no one. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. Great job.
That's right.
You said that. Mal said that. That's two for Kira, one for Mal. Question three. Joe Nichols, give me that girl. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I blank.
Like best.
Like best. Yeah, Mal knows.
Kira, you beat me.
Oh, jeez, Mal.
Mal said wannabe.
Yep.
Okay.
I couldn't think of it. I was, like, so nervous.
Oh, my God. Don't even worry about it.
She's beating herself up too much. Mal, let's get through the hard part, which is the fact that you owe us the phrase of shame.
That I'm Mallory from Maine, and I can't beat Kira.
Mallory from Maine. I would be remiss if we didn't give you these tickets. I think you deserve them.
I think so, too.
Are you serious?
What
so
do you think?
Serious.
You want to go see Chase Rice?
No, you just don't even know. I am... No. I cannot believe I just won these.
Logan, you don't even know.
I think she means...
Go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ. And we welcome in Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
We're well.
Can't complain.
I'm good. You good, Kira?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Talk to us about you and Jody and how you met her. What's going on now?
Okay, so I was doing a job in Northwood, New Hampshire, and I noticed Jody from across the way.
Okay. You said you were doing a job. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do a bit of everything. Like, I specialize in floor work, landscaping, hardscaping,
okay.
Rockwood, concrete, everything.
Okay.
Love a man who works with his hands.
And I was wrapping up a project, you know, as I usually do the following day. I went door to door, offering my services to, you know, the neighbors.
Okay.
And that's when I met Jody. And we instantly connected. I, you know, and I asked her out, and she agreed.
What'd you notice about her?
She was beautiful, and, you know, just my type, I thought, you know. I thought she was like me, too. We went to a brewery the next weekend, came back to her place, played some games, and then I left. And, you know, we even had a second date the following weekend.
This is a third date update.
We've had two dates. The plot thickens.
Yeah. Okay. What happened on date number two?
It was a similar thing. Drinks, back to her place, but nothing physical yet. You know, I like to take it slow.
Did you say you like to take it slow?
Well, I know women like to take it slow, so, I mean, not all. You know,
he prefers things high speed.
Okay, so you, I guess what I'm asking is you didn't rush into anything physical and she shut you down. You were kind of letting her take the lead, and therefore it's a little slower. Slow burn.
I just figured it would probably happen, you know, with third, fourth date or something like that.
Okay,
you know,
I like that. I mean, respectful.
A gentleman.
Playing it cool. Waiting for the right moment. And so since then, so two dates. So like we're kind of in it. Nothing? Like, is she calling you? Is she giving you a reason? Did she break it off, or is she full ghosting you?
Full ghosting. I mean, I thought we were like, you know, the start of a real relationship, and then she just flat out ghosted me. Never heard from her again.
R.I.P.
Fell and off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And you do know where she lives.
Oh, should we just show up there? Should we just take this on the road?
Well, you don't even need to give us a phone number. We'll take the address.
Yeah, we're ready when you are. No, I'm just kidding. We will take that phone number. We're going to play a few songs now and try to get Jody on the line, see what's going on, and see why she didn't want to continue this journey, and see what the third date would bring. Because it sounds like you'd be down to have a little fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. We're hoping it's a big fat misunderstanding and that we can send you to on a second date that we, the radio station, would love to pay for. So good luck to you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, it's time. We got a hold of Jody. She's agreed to come on the air and talk about her multiple dates with Kyle and what's happening now. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi. So like we said off the air, Kyle seemed to really like you. You caught his eye. And you've had not one but two dates. So obviously, you felt some kind of connection at some point. But it feels like maybe that has fizzled. Do you mind elaborating?
Yeah, Kyle's cute. We've had a nice time on a couple of dates. But I'm assuming he didn't tell you that he's been stealing flowers from my yard.
No.
He obviously didn't include that detail.
Yeah. So you know, the way we met is because he's doing work around my neighborhood, like at my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And, I literally caught him stealing flowers from my house. And I actually, I checked out his, you know, his like online store.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has flowers listed as specialty spring bouquets while supplies last.
While supplies last.
While he's still dating you.
Yeah, for $79.
Wow.
And damn. Yeah, and I was gobsmacked. I had no idea. Like, we haven't even, like, is he dating me for my flowers? Is he really that insane? I don't know. All I know is that once I saw this, and I know those flowers are from my yard.
Okay. I was going to ask if you saw an image, like how you knew they were your flowers.
Yeah, they are definitely, I saw an image. They are definitely my flowers. You know, maybe he got some baby's breath or something from something he already had or another you know, account or something like that, but he is dead ass failing flowers in my house, and so I had to ghost him. Like, I didn't even know how to approach it.
Hey, yeah, how come the ghost? How come no, like, why didn't, don't you want to call him out?
I do, but I don't. Like, I feel kind of both embarrassed by it, as well as, like, this guy's skeevy, and also I just think it would just do more emotional damage. He'll just, like, leave someone, you know, on red and just bye.
That's valid. I love that you're going for emotional damage right
I'm trying
now.
I'm going to decentralize this flower stealer. Obviously, yeah. I mean,
you're like, you're gonna steal flowers from me, I'm gonna emotionally damage you.
Yeah,
Jody, we don't mean to do this, but we may also be causing some emotional damage because we didn't tell you this, but the flower thief is on the other line. So Kyle heard everything you said and why you're ghosting him, so we're gonna just rip this off like a band-aid if you're okay and just let him come in and maybe own up to what he's done.
I mean, he's already on the line, so yeah.
That's true. Kyle, are you there?
I am.
So what's the deal? Are you stealing these flowers or what?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, they were nice flowers. I mean, I didn't think she'd miss them. I sold seven of them.
Seven bouquets?
Yeah.
You sell seven bouquets of my flowers?
Yeah, but, you know, I figured, you know, I mean...
Do I get compensation? Out. Like, I need a cut of those flowers, sir.
It was only $550.
It was... You made $550 off of my flowers?
Well, you know, I...
This is gross.
I got to make a living, you know? I mean, this is what I do. I promise. I'll take you out.
I don't... With money that you made off of my flowers...
Dirty flower money.
I need to turn you into the police. I'm seriously... If you don't give me, like, half of that, I have to replant more flowers. And no, I will not be using your services, obviously. But you...
Hey, Jody, come on. We had a connection.
I want 75%, okay? Or I will literally turn the Ring camera footage into the police.
Ooh.
You will have a much harder time making a living after that.
Look, I thought we could be business partners. I mean, you got a real green thumb, you know? But, you know, I mean, I do the work. I put the things together. I sell them. So, you know, how about like 15%?
15?
15%? No, first off, we're not going into business, okay? 75% is the hush money, okay, so that you don't go to jail. And then you also need to lose my number as part of this deal, okay?
Come on. I didn't realize you'd take this so seriously.
All right, really? Hey, we're going to pop in just because it seems like it seems like there's no love in the line. It does seem like maybe some sort of business transaction can occur and you guys can go into business together.
I don't think Jody wants to be partners with Kyle.
From what I heard, she's demanding 75%, but Kyle's at 15. It's a long ways off.
Yeah. So you guys can take your negotiations offline. We were going to ask Jody if you'd like another date with Kyle that we, the radio station, would pay for. It sort of feels like we don't need to ask.
You're going to have to pay for his bail money, okay? Because unless he gives me 75% of, you know, the money that he's brought in with stolen goods, he's seriously going to be in jail.
Yikes. Kyle might need to lawyer up, huh?
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Okay, I think we're done here. We're just going to keep it moving because it is time. It is time for that first Morgan Wallen contest code. Your first chance of the day to win an all-expenses-paid trip to see Morgan on his I'm the Problem tour, your airfare, your hotel, $500 spending money, all included. And the code you need to enter, Logan's going to say it.
It's this. It's 748. So get your flipping app out and enter 748. One more time if you didn't hear. 748. I'm done saying it.
And we might repeat it. We might not, but it was 748. I guess I repeated it. Okay, good luck. I always feel like when he says, come on, little mama, like he's talking right to me.
You're the little mama?
Yeah. So this is how I feel when I hear that song. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. So this is our first day of our Morgan Wallen contest. And if you missed that 820 contest code, oh my word, we're not starting the week off on the right foot, are we? But Logan and I woke up and we didn't choose violence. We chose generosity, empathy, and kindness. So that's why Logan's going to repeat the code right now.
It was 748. If you missed it, don't miss it again. 748.
Yeah, don't miss it again. Okay, so on Saturday night, I loved living vicariously through Logan and Missy and the 97.5 WOKQ Instagram story because these two cool cats were at Jelly Roll and Posty, which looked amazing, even though it rained all over your head.
It was raining. It was like an okay rain. Like it was raining pretty hard by the time we were tailgating, but fortunately we had the Easy Up set up.
Love.
And then once we got in there, it was like a constant mist. So it was raining, no doubt, but it was was like a manageable rain.
I like when it's manageable.
It was manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened at the tailgate that made me scratch my head. Ready for this?
Yes.
So I'm getting cordial with the neighbors, group of guys, good group of dudes. They're playing the music. I kept my music away because theirs was plenty loud. They didn't have an easy up, so I was like, come on under. You know, just...
It's people helping people.
People helping people. Well, the parking lot attendant, there are a lot, but there was one guy in charge of the trucks. And he walked over to the group of guys, not to me and Missy, but to the group of guys next to me who were young 20s. And he says to them, you know, calls them out on their age. And then says, I know you guys got tons of beer. You got a couple to spare? And these young 20-year-olds were like, yeah, sure. And they were kind of uncomfortable. But he was like, you know, they were like Miller, Coors. And he was like, whatever. And they gave him a beer. And then I could hear them kind of talking in the corners. And I went over to the boys and was like, you guys do know it's because, like, you're young. Like, you guys might not. I'm not saying you're not 21, but you might not be. So he went over to you intentionally because he knew you were going to cough up a beer. You
know
what I mean?
How old was this parking lot attendant?
He was mid-40s.
Sure.
Late-40s. He was, yeah.
This feels like a dirty game.
So it was interesting because I am one. I love being the... Hey, you're working hard. Let me get you a beer.
Yeah.
I love being that guy. And I was going to be that guy. And then he asked these kids for the beers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, suddenly, I don't want to give you a beer. To boot, this parking lot guy says to the teenagers, by the way, there's someone walking around selling bracelets. If you guys could all come up with a couple bucks, I'm sure it'd go a long way for the kid. I whispered to them after he left. I said, you do know it's probably his daughter, right? You guys are feeding him beers and his daughter bracelet money. So, I don't know. It was, you know, it was all good and fun. And you know what? The parking lot attendant is getting rained on. And so, like, please, have a couple hot dogs and beers, by all means. But it did, for some reason, it was kind of weird the way he went to the young 20-year-olds and not, like, the raging 40 and 50 year olds who obviously would have given him beers. Like, he purposely seeked out the young bucks.
I'll say why it's weird.
Go ahead.
There's like an intimidation factor. Yeah. Like, underneath it all, he's kind of like, I know that some of you aren't, you know, of age.
Right.
I won't say anything if you share with me.
That was the situation to a T.
Gross.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
Nick, you would have felt better if he asked me, right?
Yes. I'm not a square. If you want to have a beer on the job that you're a parking lot attendant, I'm sure you're not supposed to.
I know. You let me drink it all the time in the studio.
Absolutely. We all have to do what we have to do to get through the day.
Yeah.
Okay?
So it was wrong of him, you think?
Just in that specific situation. That's what I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not the end all be all, and my moral compass doesn't always point north.
Oh, I know.
So I'm wondering what you think. 603-749-0975. Do you think that this parking lot attendant was being a little sketchy, a little weird, or do you think it's totally fine? 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. So Logan went to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll this past Saturday night at Gillette Stadium, and he has a little review. He wants to talk about the highs and the lows and what we missed if we weren't there.
Here's what I want to talk about. I was nervous for Post Malone, and here's why. I think that, like, I guess rock, pop, not pop, let me back it up. Rock music, country music, jam bands, I think, are by far the best type of artist to see live.
Mm-hmm.
I think their voices are better live than they are recorded, or they're virtually identical. I get nervous about hip-hop and pop artists, because there's a lot of theatrics, and there's a lot of auto-tune.
Right,
and
that's valid.
So I'm there for Jelly Roll for the opener, and Jelly Roll was not very performative. Like, there was not a lot of flashes and big moves and stuff like that, but he was incredibly raw. He was clearly singing the entire time. It just sounded so good. He would talk in between his songs. It was amazing. Post Malone comes on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous because he's got country songs, but he's also a hip-hop, rap, pop, or yeah, hip-hoppy pop guy from his roots. Like, that's when he got going.
For sure.
In his early 20s, 10 years ago. And all of my worries were washed away.
Really?
This man, don't get me wrong, there was like fireworks and fire and there were theatrics.
That helps.
But he wasn't doing theatrics. He was very raw. He was like, the way he would get down on all fours and sing like he was just doing it from his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that it was real raw emotion versus performative. And that's what I took away from it. Like, even he was playing like Better Now and Wow and Congratulations, some of his biggest like rap and hip hop songs. And he still sounded just as raw and real as he did for his country songs.
I love that.
It was great. Yeah, because you're
very jealous.
You get nervous. Sorry, I'm like hyping it up. You get nervous because, like, I've seen like some pop artists and I'm like, you don't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like,
it's such a bummer, right, when that happens?
Yeah, or it's just so obvious that it's like the regular soundtrack and like.
And they're singing along with
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, because some artists, they dance so much. Like Beyonce, like, I don't think she can do a lot of singing because she's doing so much choreography.
Yeah, that's not the type of show I ever want to go to. I like artists who are, like, I'm there for their music. I'm not there for a performance. If I did, I would go see the Nutcracker. You know what I mean?
Of all things.
If I wanted to see you dance, I'd go see the Pops or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So coming up next, Logan and I have a list of celebrities that people have reportedly hooked up with these celebrities and then wrote more or less a Yelp review about their experience. Post Malone is not on the list. However, Morgan Wallen is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into that in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you have dreams and aspirations to see Morgan Wallen on his I'm the Problem tour, I'm right there with you. I want to see it so bad. I mean, the man just released a 37-song album and there are no skips. Zero. He's on fire. So this is why we thought it would be the appropriate time to give away an all-expenses-paid trip to see the man, the myth, the legend on his I'm the Problem tour in Cleveland, Ohio. Your airfare, your hotel, $500 spending moolah, and of course a pair of tickets to the show all included. So the only things that you need to do, step one, download our 97.5 WOKQ app, which I feel like is a waste of breath for me to say because obviously you have that app on your phone by now. You know how important it is. And step two, you need to be here at 10:20 for your next contest code and your next chance to win from 97.5 WOKQ. New music from Eric Church. That's Hands of Time on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. It's time, my friend, for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I'm going to compliment someone. I didn't get a chance to talk about this today on the show, but I wanted to.
Well, let's talk about it now.
So,
good time.
Okay, let's do it. So Lydia, who is on the show from time to time, she's our coworker. She's a member of the tribe. We love her opinions, her hot takes. She's really firm in what she believes. And I love that in a woman. And she, on the side of working here at the radio station, has been working really hard to get certified to teach spin at Studio One in Dover.
Thank God you knew the name. I didn't.
Yes.
Studio One?
Studio One. And so she did a community ride, a.k.a. it was like a free ride to kind of get some practice over the weekend. And I went and our girl just blew me away.
Yeah.
Her playlist was awesome. Her presence was awesome. She did the thing where she got off the bike and she walked around the room and said inspirational stuff.
Nice. What'd she say to you? Anything good?
Looking good, Kira.
That feels good.
Kira's my coworker, she said to the room.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I said, yeah, I am. I was late, so I was in the corner by myself. Anyways, the moment at the end was her last song. She was like, thanks so much for coming. I love this job, and I love the people I work with. And we all just threw our sweaty towels at her.
Pretty disgusting. Pretty funny. Good, yeah. Good community, but kind of gross.
I know. Well, we were like waving our towels in the air out of celebration and support. And then someone in the front row just whipped it at her. And then we all threw our towels at her. And her eyes got wide. She was like, I have lost control of the room.
Yeah, I bet.
It was really funny. And just a great way to spend my Saturday. She's a great teacher. So if you have a chance to take one of her classes at Studio One in Dover or Portsmouth, I highly recommend.
Book it with Lydia.
Book it. Book it now. Okay, what do you have?
I'm giving a compliment today to, I don't know his full name, but Austin something Post Malone. Do you know his what is it?
Austin Post.
Is that it? How stupid of me.
That's okay.
Posty over the weekend at Gillette and Jelly Roll, they're really both of them. I just knew Jelly Roll was going to be really good and really authentic, and so that wasn't even a question. And not to say that I was nervous to see Post Malone, but I was just fearful
fact that I like him so much and I really like his music that it was going to be like a typical pop hip-hop show where there was too much theatricals and auto-tune. None of that. And that's why I think the country community has welcomed Austin Post Malone into the country community, because I think they're like, no, this guy isn't just a talented pop artist who can make songs. He's a great performer with a real authentic voice, and that's why the country community has welcomed him. If you get a chance to see Jelly Roll or Post Malone, go see.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely blew me away. Just great. Just a great show.
We love that you like kept your expectations in check, right?
They were.
But then they were blown out of the water.
Yeah, because if it did have that poppy concert feel to it, where it's just like theatrics and like auto-tune and background vocals, I wouldn't be preaching the way I am. Mm-hmm. I would have said, oh, it was a fun concert. Happy I went.
Glad I went, yeah.
But I would not, you listening, I would not tell you a lie and steer you wrong. Phenomenal job, Post Malone, if you hear this. Thanks for doing what you did.
And you know he will.
Probably.
And you know he listens to Kira and Logan in the morning on the podcast when he's on tour.
Whatever.
And is sleeping in. Anyways, on that note,
we out.
Jeannie Rogers is up next. So it's 30 minutes of new country on 97.5 WOKQ. All day long today. Don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.